You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hi, this is Brooke. You're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Today, I'm really excited about our guests. We have Danielle and Destiny, who I work with, and I thought that you guys would perfectly complement each other. I was introduced to you, Danielle, sort of through another colleague of ours, Patty, who was obsessed with this blog post that you wrote about kind of like your natural hair journey and how you figured out what worked for you. And then Destiny, I see you every day, and you have made it a point to explain that you are not here for the natural hair struggles, but you are natural. So I thought that you guys would balance each other really well. So welcome. Thanks for coming to do this.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're excited.
Okay, so we're going to dive in. We're going to play a drinking game. Have you guys ever played Never Have I Ever?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So this is going to be basically like I have. Like, so everything that I say are going to be things that are true for me. If they're true for you, just have a drink. As you guys are taking your drink, I can give my backstory. Okay. But we're just going to do a few. So the first is I have spent more than 6 hours getting my hair done. Okay, they're both reaching for their drinks. I honestly, I think my record is maybe like 15 hours.
15? Getting it done?
Yeah, like going to the salon for a full day in Harlem, like getting micro braids put in, having to stop, go home, okay. Come back the next day. And that doesn't even include like detangling, deep conditioning, doing everything to prep your hair for getting it done, buying the hair. It's just, it's like one of those facts of being a black girl with hair. You just end up spending a lot of time. So you guys both drink, so tell me.
Also the waiting time at the salons.
Oh, that's real.
It's hours. They will let you wait. Maybe not getting it done, but taking it out. It probably took maybe 12 hours to take out my braids last week.
Did you do it yourself?
I did.
Okay.
I think I was too afraid to cut my own hair, so I was very slow.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yes. But in a salon, maybe 7 hours, including the weight and everything. Yeah, it's a whole.
And how about when you're like under the dryer and then you see they start another head and you're like, yes. Are you really starting someone else right now?
I'm still here.
It's so
you get forgotten about when you're under the dryer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. And then they have to stop and talk on the phone and they have to hit the brakes. But yeah, lunch breaks. Lunch breaks. But you guys both saying no one even takes into consideration the time that we spend, you know, prepping for the actual
plan. Yeah,
right.
Like that's a lot.
It is.
And I can't. Like, it just seems too much. I mean, I can because I go through it. But it is too much.
It is.
All right, next question. I have had a twist or braid fall out in a public place. extension.
I've heard
of that. Okay, Destiny's drinking. This happened to me, I remember, very distinctly. It was at my first Coachella when I was still at college. And actually, it was a white friend of mine. Very kindly said, oh, Brooke, I think one of your twists fell, and like held it up. And I was like, you can just drop it. It's fine. Like, let's just move on. It's fine.
Like, don't touch it.
Yeah, just leave it there on the ground. It wasn't as mortifying as I thought it would be. It was kind of fine.
Yeah.
What happened with you, Destiny?
So we had thrown a party back when I lived in D.C. at my old apartment. And, you know, like, you're going through the motions. You're letting people in and out of the apartment. So I had been, like, the traffic person. I'd been letting people in upstairs, taking them back downstairs. So once the party was over, me and my girlfriend's like, oh, like, you know, we're going to just go get something to eat at a diner. So we're walking down the hall, and there's a braid on the ground. And I'm like, first off, I didn't see it. So I'm wondering, like, why my friends are laughing. So they're literally taking photos with
the braid. Oh, my God.
Like, your braid came out. And I'm wondering.
You're like, that's not mine.
Yeah. Girl, I was supposed to be like, mm-mm. But they were fresh braids, and I knew it had slipped out the back. But I was mortified because in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, so many people had come into this apartment. When did it fall?
Yeah.
Did it fall when I was, it was just, yes. It was a lot, but it's definitely happened. And I'm glad that I got some length on it now. Mm-hmm. So that, and I'm very quick to be like, y'all need to braid the top of the braider twice.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I cannot have any slippage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's key.
Like,
that's
nah. key. Yeah.
One of the, this is a kind of new thing for me, but this is my next one. I cannot sleep without my satin scarf or bonnet.
Oh, drink, right?
Drink if it's true. So I literally have gotten to the point where, like, I cannot fall asleep. Like, even if it falls off, I, like, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, like, where's, like, did my scarf fall off? Like, I now can't sleep without my satin scarf. Are you the same way, Danielle?
Yeah, I have deep regret. If I'm a very deep sleeper, so I can sleep, but I have very deep regret when I wake up. And the other night, I was, like, tossing and turning, and I kept waking up, like, something's missing. But I couldn't bring myself to get out of bed to get the scarf, yeah. So I was very upset in the morning.
Oh, so y'all are everything. Yeah. I need to, my sisters are the same way. Like, they will not go to sleep without it.
Yeah.
I just, like, sleep, so if I fall, but I'm doing better. But there have been plenty of times that I'm like, Destiny, you should really get up and, like, wrap your hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, let me set a 5-minute alarm, and then I wake up the next morning. And like Daniel says, I do regret it, but, like,
yeah.
I need to definitely make it more of a routine. But,
yeah.
I get some good sleep with or without it.
Okay, next one. I have had to explain my hair to my colleagues.
Oh, of course.
Okay, we're all drinking for that one. I think that a lot of the questions are innocent. So it's like, mm-hmm. oh, you had short hair yesterday and now you have long hair. Like, if you wear your natural hair straight, it's like, whoa, didn't know your hair could do that. Is that?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the questions are innocent, but talk to me about the experiences that you guys have had kind of explaining your hair in a work setting.
I think that's what was interesting about the blog post that I did, because the most random people that I didn't think were that interested were like texting me about it, and they were like, oh my gosh, I didn't know any of these things, like it's a whole new world. So Patty's one of them. She is very into like black hair and mm-hmm. and how different it is. She's Korean, as we know, so it's different. Oh. She's Korean, so the hair is like very different, and I think it's just very fascinating. So it's innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It is innocent. For the most part, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I don't get annoyed. It annoys me.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
When, like the other day, no names, I have twists right now. They're being taken out in the day, thank God. But I have twists right now and I had like a high bun. What is it called? The high bun? Whatever. So I had the high bun on my hair. And my colleague came by and she was like, oh my gosh, like, what is, like, did a bird poop on your hair? Like,
what?
Why is it like so high in the front? Yeah, and I was like, annoyed, but then I thought to myself, like, you're ignorant, so like, let me not get annoyed. And you have a mullet, so but I was genuine, like, I was annoyed. And, like you guys said, it is innocent, but I do get sick of explaining, like,
yeah,
sometimes in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, like, I want to like give my hair a break, or like, I want to wear crochet braids the next day, and like, I just don't feel like explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to be a lot, but it is kind of cute in a way, like, you care that much that you're asking each time because you want to do it.
Yeah,
I think so. I've gotten so many questions that I'm doing. We have at my job this thing called the itch, where you just like present on something you're really passionate about. And since I love natural hair, I'm presenting on that.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Like, everyone is very excited. They're like, you better come correct. We're really excited to see it. So,
oh, that's great. I'd love to come to that.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yes.
All the black women are like, don't give away all the secrets.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find the balance. I
know.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to find a balance.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, this is taking it back to kind of early childhood, but I have had my ears or neck or both burned with a hot comb.
Listen.
Okay, so we're all drinking. So I think it's interesting thinking about, from a very early age, I think as a young black girl, you start to associate like pain and a lot of time involved with your hair, even before you start doing it yourself, whether it's like an older relative doing it, even going to salons at a young age. I have had to, you know, hold my ear while they do the, you know, the hot comb and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. And I've definitely been burned, which is really sad. And I think about, you know, when I, if I have a daughter, would I want her to go through that? I know, sirens. Would I want her to go through that? Like, I don't think so. I think it's like, you shouldn't have to endure so much pain for this kind of ideal of beauty that's not even true.
Exactly. My mother, because there's also the burns from relaxers and perms. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And my mother, when I got my first relaxer, it was excruciating and I was crying and it was horrible. And she literally said, beauty is pain.
Mm. So yeah, no. Oh, of course. Yeah. My mother and grandmother both said that to me.
Yeah.
It's something you kind of just learn.
Yeah. So sad. And the burns from relaxers
Oh, that's
absolutely disgusting.
It's,
yeah.
It's not.
And it's almost like a torture test because it's like, I want it to be straight. So let me just, I'll deal with the burns. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've had one. I forgot about those burns, but they are real.
It's the worst. Did you, were you relaxed?
I did have a relaxer at some, yeah. For a few years, I did relaxer, and looking back, I mean, all of the signs are there, like even your physiological response to having those chemicals on your scalp, all of the signs are there that it's not something you should be doing, right?
It's not natural at all.
It is not natural at all, and you're like permanently damaging your hair cuticle and changing it in a way that can never be, like, it can never go back, and it's really painful.
It's very true.
Well, we'll get to that, because I do want to talk about kind of some things that are polarizing about the natural hair community, but we'll get to that. Okay. Two more. Okay. I've spent more than $400 on my hair. This is shameful. This is a shameful one.
Including the weave.
Including the hair.
And the installation.
Yeah. I honestly brought the number down a little bit because I was like ashamed. But this is a real thing.
It is.
I think that women who don't get like their hair weaved or whatever, they don't understand the price. I mean, buying the hair alone can be...
If you want gray hair,
you're gonna pay.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense to do it unless you have great quality hair.
Exactly.
110%. Ain't nothing like a stringy weave.
Right.
Like, you know, or a stiff weave.
And then you can't have the install be terrible.
Yeah.
So.
No.
So you just have to pay so much money.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
it's almost a rent payment.
Girl, can we talk about it? Yeah, and then like you have to plan it out, and then you wait for like sales. And, like, I'm always waiting for like my hair company to be like, oh yeah, like we got a 4th of July sale. Enter the code. But I'm not about to be walking around with no janky weave. So. Even if I gotta save up for a few months, because I can't do it. Can't be that girl.
No.
Okay, last one. I have more than 20 products for my hair currently. Okay, so Danielle's not drinking because she's enlightened. Destiny, let's talk. I have so many hair products.
So it just depends. I wear my hair so many different ways. I have my natural products, including my deep conditioners, my conditioners. I have my braid products. I have a water bottle.
Scalp products, spritzers, oils.
So many products. Like, I literally had to make, like, I have something on my actual dresser, then I have stuff in my closet. Like, it's just, it's a lot. But I do. Yeah.
My husband and I were in Italy. We were in Sorrento. We were swimming a lot. And it was the second day there. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to get all my swimming in today because I'll just, you know, condition my hair. So I get up to the room and there's only shampoo. So I like called outside. I was like, hi, there's like only shampoo upstairs. And they were like, oh, no. Like, that's for your hair. And I was like, okay, it's like an English like barrier thing. So I like go down and I like show them. I'm like, this is only shampoo. Like, where's the conditioner?
Right.
And they were like, it's both. And I was like,
No, absolutely not.
I'm literally like hair full of, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I didn't have conditioner. I had to order olive oil from the kitchen.
I just want a side of olive oil and honey.
And then I just had to use that, which
I made it.
But
traveling sucks. Like, even when I go back and forth over the weekend, like, I want to take so many products.
Yeah. You need them. You never know what you're going to need.
But that's the thing. I guess that's why I don't have as many products, is because I like to make a lot of them. Like,
Yes.
Smart.
So I want to get into this myth about being natural as a low-maintenance alternative, because I think that when I first went natural, so I was getting relaxers and weaves when I was doing all this stuff, and I thought, okay, I'm just sick of it. I just want to wear my hair the way it grows out of my head. Little did I know that the maintenance and work that goes into being natural, I think, even exceeds the time you spend at the salon or exceeds the maintenance that you would have with all of these other things. Do you think that there's like a misrepresentation in how much work goes into being natural?
I definitely think so. I think a lot of people do it because they think that's it's the easier option, it's the cheaper option, and they'll have a better time with it. They'll figure it out pretty quickly and easily. But there were nights where I was just like, stayed up all night just watching YouTube videos, understanding what works, what doesn't work. And that's separate from actually doing it and trying different things. And once you do master it, then it takes like 3 or 4 hours just to do like a really great twist out. So it's always,
it's
very, high intensive.
I mean,
high maintenance.
Why do you think I'm one of those protective naturals? Like, I admire it, but the thought of me, and I have thick hair, so when I try to do like two-strand twist or a twist out, I wake up in the morning, and first off, I'm spending hours doing it at night. I wake up in the morning, my hair is still wet, it didn't come out the way. Like, so it's definitely high maintenance. So that is a huge myth that it's not. Yeah. So anybody out there that's trying to be natural and think that it's going to take like 2 hours, good day and good night, because it's going to take a while.
No. But it's all for the love. It's all for the love.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, girl, your hair's going to be flourishing, exactly. But 5 hours, just know.
It's worth it, but yeah. It's definitely difficult.
I think one of my favorite parts of being natural is that you get to call like weaves protective styles. Yes. Like you get to be like, oh, I'm just protective styling right now. Like it's like this elevated version of like having like a weave in. Yep. One of the things that I've recently discovered, Destiny, we were all together at Uncommon Sense with Crystals, yeah. And we were like, what, this goddess's hair, I mean, the way it moved, she had these beautiful natural clip-ins that matched her hair perfectly, mm-hmm. So I ordered them, they're from a company called Fofro, and I actually learned it's a black-owned company run in Atlanta, and their prices are pretty good, and it's really good quality hair, wow. And what I love about them, well, at first, I was really obsessed, because you could just clip them in, mm-hmm. And you could instantly change your style and add length, and they blend to your hair, so it wasn't like you had to do this complicated, like, blending, brushing, wetting down, gelling down your real hair, right. But I quickly learned from like the product guides, you have to treat it as if it were your own hair. So it was spray it with this conditioner, mm-hmm. detangler, brush it out at night, twist it. And I was like, it's too much work.
Yes.
It's too much work.
Yes.
But what I do think is interesting, and I'm curious to hear if you guys feel the same way. I always have this like itch of like wanting to change my hair. Like mm-hmm. I'm even feeling it now. Like it's been a while since I've changed my hair. Like I want to do something different to my hair. Like I'm always kind of like searching, like perusing for the next style. Like, ooh, maybe I'll try that. Do you guys have that?
I definitely do. I think as soon as I got the braids in, I wanted them out and I wanted my own curls back. Mm-hmm. And then now that I have the curls, I want the braids back. Mm-hmm. And even with the braids, I was like, which ways can I wear it? What are the different styles that you can do? And I haven't straightened in a while, so now I feel like I'm like itching to straighten.
Yeah. Do you think it's something. Like a black girl thing specific? Because there are a lot of women who wear their hair the exact same way every single day mm-hmm. for their whole lives.
That's cute for y'all.
But I think it would also be a waste of our hair because it is
right. Because
so
we can do so many things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's so true.
And that no shade, no tea, but like when I see girls and they wear their hair the same way, like even some like my colleagues, my friends, and I'm just like. I would get so bored.
Right.
Like, that's the beautiful thing about black hair. We can do so much
so many
with it.
Things.
Yeah. But I definitely do get that itch. Like, even now, I've had my twists in because I've been working out and stuff. And I was like, I want to get twists again, but I'm so sick of giving myself a twist. So now I'm thinking about crochet braids. And then
I think crochet braids would be really pretty on you.
Well, we don't see because that's what I want to do next. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you just get bored. And like Danielle said, there's so many things you can do with it. Like, when I see, like, Brooke, like, your hair when you come to work and I see your hair, like, or Kayla's hair, I'm like, I could try that, and I can do that because, like, I have my hair can do that. It's a magical thing, the black hair.
So. That's what's so unfortunate also about relaxing is that you are
you limit
to
yourself.
Do like a side part curl under. Yep. That's like the style every day. So.
You know what's interesting? I feel like I don't even see that many women with relaxed hair anymore. And maybe that's because we're in New York City.
Yeah, I wonder.
And if you do, you just see their leave out because they have a leave.
Yeah. But even in commercials now, if you really if there's a black woman, she's usually natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're catching up, I guess.
Yeah. So how do your like significant others, like in previous relationships, like the reason why I'm bringing this up, my husband, who is not black, he's Turkish, which I guess is white, but like it feels weird to say he's white. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess he's white.
He's brown.
Yeah. I feel like Turkey is like.
White, brown.
Yeah.
It's not ethnic.
He feels very strongly about my natural hair and that every time I touch it, he's like, what are you doing to your beautiful hair? Like if I straighten it, he's like, why? Like, ugh, like gross. Like, why are you wearing your hair straight? Like. I think early on, like, I had, like, even, like, a straight weave, and I was like, do you like it? Like, after spending, like, 12 hours in the salon, he was like, it's nice. When are you going to wear it curly? Like, he was like, when is it going to be out? And I was like, what? Like, I just got to put it in. He was like, yeah, no, it's nice. Like, you always look pretty to me. But, like, I could tell he wasn't, like, really feeling it. Mm-hmm. And he's explained to me, he's like, I just like your hair, like, as mm-hmm. it grows. Like, I think that it looks good.
Right.
And so what I tell him is, like, if you're going to twist it for me every night,
exactly.
Then sure, I'll wear it like this every day. But sometimes, like, I need a break.
Absolutely.
How do you guys feel about, like, how the person you're dating or even, like, the type of person you're trying to attract feels about your hair? Does that, like, factor into how you wear your hair at all?
I mean, I love, don't get me wrong, I love when my boyfriend is like, oh my gosh, Destiny, like, your hair looks so great. Like, mm-hmm. ooh, I love this weave. Like, ooh, like, look at your baby hairs, they're popping. Like, I love it. I think that that's a beautiful thing, and I admire him. Oh, sirens in New York. I admire him for noticing them, or noticing, like, my hair, but at the same time, I'm gonna do what I want to do, right. And I'm gonna be cute regardless because I'm a cute girl. You know, yeah. If you don't love yourself, who will? Mm-hmm. But right. Like, and you're gonna have to accept it because right. I'm not like you. If you want to go bald tomorrow, if you want to get a haircut, get a fade, that's gonna be you. And like, yeah. I can give my opinion, yes, but at the end of the day, like, I can't be thinking, ooh, Dante's really gonna hate these crochet braids because Dante is not here to do my hair.
Right,
like,
exactly.
So, I mean, yes, I'm not gonna lie and say it's in the back of my head. Like, I want him to like it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, are you giving me the coins to go do it?
Right,
no,
right.
I'm gonna do what I wanna do because it's right. my hair. And that's right. what it is.
Right.
It's like, you are entitled to your opinion, but just know that that's an opinion.
Yes. Yes. That's what it is.
Do you think that the way you wear your hair attracts different types of men?
Okay. I think so, mm-hmm. yes. There's also, I guess when I was wearing weaves, like, there's also a bunch of men who are so vocal, I mean, I still do, but who are very vocal about how they don't like weaves and they don't like a girl with weaves, and it's like, you've probably dated several girls with weaves.
They don't, because they don't even know.
Exactly.
They
don't
even
know. The difference. They don't
even
know. It doesn't
know.
Matter.
That's exactly what it is. Happy I don't even know
it's
you forgot
so
a weave.
Ridiculous.
Go pat her braids.
Right.
She got a braid right there in the middle.
It is interesting. But I get, yeah. Is there a difference? I just think a lot of men like to comment about how much they like my hair, I guess, now that it's natural.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It's nice. Yeah. I think that there's something, like, romantic, I guess, about being able to, like, run your hands through someone's hair.
Right.
And when you have, like, tracks in, it's always just, like, a little bit, like, like, get away. Or, like,
yeah.
when you have twists in, you can, like, go in the water. You can play. Mm-hmm. You can be, like, fun. And
yeah,
whereas
exactly.
if you get, like, a perfect blowout with, like, the whole thing, you don't want to get it wet. And you're just
absolutely.
A little, you can't live life.
Yeah,
to the fullest,
which
is a shame.
I was dating someone who I asked if he liked natural or straight better, and he actually said he liked braids, and I happened to be wearing braids at the time. So
okay, so he was
but
trying
I
to get some
didn't
points.
I didn't have to say that exactly, but it was interesting. Like, men have lots of opinions. It's interesting to hear them.
So YouTube factors really heavily into being natural,
mm-hmm.
and I watched a lot of YouTube videos when I first went natural, and I think I was talking to you about this, Danielle,
mm-hmm.
about how, like, I've just decided that, like, I'm never going to try to make my hair perfect,
yes.
because if I have this expectation of how it's supposed to come out, like, I'm always going to be disappointed, and I just don't have the skills of, like, natural 85, what's her real name?
I love natural
85. Like, her videos are amazing. Her Instagram's amazing. And I will follow the exact same steps, like, the same, like, everything. Like, I lay out my products. Like, I'm like, okay, go, pause, let's go. And the next day, I do the takedown, the review, and I'm like, what? Like, what?
Exactly.
What went wrong? Like, what went left? Do you guys, one, watch YouTube videos for, like, inspiration and tutorials, and two, do you find it, like, challenging to replicate their styles?
I definitely watch them all the time, and I will favorite and like and love
mm-hmm.
and watch them over and over. Natural is a hard one because she has some, like, very magical hair where it's, like, very kinky but still really, like, I don't know, the curl
it
pattern
just behaves,
is just one of a kind.
Yeah. She does what she wants
so,
it to do.
Exactly. I'll watch her for, like, treatments and, I don't know, like, different tips and, like,
mm-hmm.
wash and go type of stuff, like, wash routines. But there are certain girls, like, I'll look for if their hair pattern or curl pattern is close to mine, and usually it works out similarly, so I try to, like, stick to that.
That's a good tip, like, to find, not to find the most popular person, mm-hmm. but to find someone whose hair texture is as
yes.
close to yours.
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah,
I
should
do that.
Because
I found this one woman, her video is kind of annoying, she's not that popular, but she gave me this, or I watched, and she had this one twist out routine that's, like, my go-to.
What is it? What's
time.
The, what's her?
Oh, gosh, I gotta find
it.
You go, and I'll look for it.
I mean, I will say at the beginning of my natural phase, I was like, oh, YouTube. I do not have the patience. This is why I have beautiful friends like you two, because I will send a text, send a pigeon, and ask y'all what y'all do, because I can't. Like, I mean, I'm just like, I really can't. Like, the whole twist out thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I could do that. But me sitting there, like, y'all know me. Like, that's why I'm a protective style queen, because I just, but I will say that I do watch YouTube videos as far as, like, girls that are natural that, like, for twists or, like,
mm-hmm.
their crochet braids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now looking into crochet braids, I've Googled so many different natural girls, like, that are natural underneath their crochet braids but get crochet braids to look at the different styles and how they keep it up and the conditioners they use. So I do use, you know, YouTube for that. But I have friends. Y'all are my YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting. I think there is, like, a, not a divide, but there's, like, two different teams of, like,
mm-hmm.
I'll call you and you'll consult me and you'll give me tips. Like, I have Destiny and another friend who are always, like, on FaceTime, asking
mm-hmm,
me questions,
mm-hmm.
and then there's some people like me, I guess, who likes to, like, study it.
The gurus.
Yeah.
The gurus.
We
yeah.
love you for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You take the time, and I don't have
right.
to.
The upfront effort.
Okay, so for like hair inspiration, Instagram is a great tool. Like no one's reading Hype Hair or Black Hair magazine anymore. So
what, I forgot about Hype Hair.
Those ones.
And Sister to Sister.
Exactly.
Oh, so many good ones.
There used to be those magazines to get hair inspiration, but now I feel like you've got Instagram, you've got YouTube, like we have options. So who do you guys look to for hair inspiration?
I really like Natural 85. I like Mahogany Curls.
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah,
I'll
like hers
to
a
check
lot.
Hers
is another like magical curl pattern though, but okay. She does give me hope and excite me.
goals to aspire to.
Exactly. I also really love Pinterest for it too.
Yes.
Pinterest is
everything. But okay, let's talk about Pinterest because I think that the algorithm. So when you type in natural hair on Pinterest, you will see only pictures of white women, and it's like, here's my like. Banana mask that I put on my hair, like natural hair treatments, and then you have to literally write like black women.
True. You have to write black.
I put in dreadlocks,
like African American.
Yes, because they're like, okay, we know you're not looking for this shit. I put in dreadlocks the other day, and I swear to God, it was only pictures of white girls with dreadlocks.
Really?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
If you put in like goddess braid or anything like cornrows, you'll see all black. And I'm like, Pinterest, you guys need to have like a black section of Pinterest so that I can find what I'm looking for.
That would be a great idea. That's true.
Especially when you put in like the guy, it's always white women. Like, I don't know. I would like to see my own with the hairstyles.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I think Pinterest is great, but you really have to qualify in the search terms like black, like African. And,
and then
sometimes I put in black and I get like white girls with black hair. And I'm like, no,
that's
not what I want.
It's true.
So yeah, Pinterest is great. Anyone on Instagram or just kind of like the YouTuber? I just follow the YouTubers on Instagram.
Yeah. And there's also the natural hair. It's like natural hair community.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like natural hair accounts on Instagram.
Oh.
The Run for Revogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz, who should be the mayor of New York.
We all support that. We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOC.
Can you tell us what AWOC means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOC.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't follow that one.
There's a lot of natural hair accounts that I like am obsessed with. I wish I could like.
Okay, I'll tweet
right
them
away.
Out
yeah,
with this episode. Send them to me.
Right
but I definitely also look at my best friend Dominique Grace Love and Lipstick. She has a blog. It's makeup, fashion, and hair, but she does a lot of like the reposting of the natural hair, like Instagrammers. I think Instagram's a great place for it because let's be real, I'm always on Instagram,
right?
And it's great because you can just hashtag something and you'll find it, which I really enjoy. And like Danielle said, the natural hair accounts, like there's multiple natural hair accounts, but they're everything.
Yeah.
And even just visually seeing it and then seeing like, you know, what the hairstyle is or what the hair type is, I could just go in and then I can go to YouTube and be like, this style, this hair texture. So it's great. It's so good to see it too.
I know, it is nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'll ever like, or what it would look like on Snapchat.
Interesting.
Like if it'll enter that world.
I don't know.
Tutorials. Because you know how they have like recipes and stuff on Snapchat? Yeah.
Some enterprising hair care company should absolutely get on that bandwagon.
It'd be interesting.
So the natural hair community can be polarizing and it can be militant at times and there can be all of these rules. Like I've even seen that people say like if you flat iron your hair that you're not natural anymore or if you dye your hair you're not natural. And I think that one of the things that has, I am natural because it's just like a choice. It just allows me more hairstyle options. It's a purely stylistic choice. Like I think it looks dope, so I'm natural. I'm not necessarily making a statement about like chemicals and the earth. Because like sometimes I eat unhealthy food. I'm not necessarily making a statement about blackness, although I love my blackness and I am proud to be black. It's not necessarily this like Black Panther like.
Right.
I've seen articles about like how wearing your hair natural in the workplace is like a militant statement against corporate America. And it's like, not really.
Yeah, it's
really I just think it looks cute.
Exactly.
And so talk to me about how you guys feel about the natural hair community. And if you identify yourself as even the language team natural, it's like, what? Like what? We're on a team now?
True. I like it in that it's like gotten so popular and it's like kind of the go-to, and from what I hear, like relaxer sales are down like 25% something. Yeah, it's a great thing that it's like people are loving what actually is growing out of their head. But I do think there's a lot of like shame and judging of other people. And it's like, you shouldn't straighten your hair. You shouldn't perm your hair. And I actually had a friend tell me that I was doing a, like kind of shaming her a little bit because she likes to wear straight weaves and get perms. And I'm like, but I love your natural hair. Your natural hair. Exactly. So I do like to advocate for it a lot, but I think that it can like cross the border into like being judgy.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, let's not get it twisted. I'm natural. I'm a protective natural girl. I will wear the heck out of a weave, some twists, some crochet braids. Let's not get it twisted. I have an abundant amount of hair. Do I know what to do with it? No, but I'm also for healthy hair. I have my best friend, Dominique, gets a perm and her hair is the healthiest head of hair I've ever seen. When I had a perm, my hair was so healthy. I was getting it done two weeks, every other week. I was getting a wash and set. And it was just healthy hair. Mm-hmm. I just decided to go natural because it was a choice. So I'm all about the healthy hair movement.
Yeah.
So it is sad when I see girls or when I hear like, oh, you're not really team natural because like, you know, you don't really wear your natural hair out or you straighten. Like, I have friends that are natural. They don't have any chemicals in their hair, but they blow their hair out. Mm-hmm. That's their natural style. I think that it's beautiful. As long as you have a healthy head of hair, to me, that's beautiful. And I think that sometimes that's what we miss in the natural community. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to wear your kinky hair or whatever hair pattern you have. It has to be in its natural form. And that's just not realistic for everyone. You don't know everyone's day to day. And, you know, as long as it looks good and you're taking care of your hair, like, I'm all for it. So, exactly. Yeah, I do think there's a lot of stigmatism when it comes to us in our own community of natural hair.
Do you guys remember when Jill Scott permed her hair?
No, what?
She permed her hair?
Like recently. This was like maybe 3 years ago. She put like a relaxer in and everyone was like, no.
I would imagine
like,
so, yeah.
Jill, like, what are you doing?
I look at her, she's like,
and she was like,
you're like that soulful.
Exactly.
No, she was like, listen, I wanted to change my hair. Everyone has to get over it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I think Solange is very interesting for the natural hair community. One of the things very early on, she was made the spokesperson for Carol's Daughter. This is going back like 5 years ago. And she dropped the endorsement because she said, I don't want to be the poster child for natural hair. If I want to get a weave down to my butt tomorrow, I want to be able to do it.
Right.
I'm not defined by my natural hair. And I think that that takes a lot of courage because I think that especially as a celebrity with natural hair, you almost get put into this. It would be like if, you know, Lupita Nyong'o came out with like a weave one day. Everyone would be like, what the hell? Like, it's almost like the few black celebrities that wear their hair natural, it's like, okay, it's like, we want you to stay there. Like, stay there. You're on our side. You're representing for us. Like, don't ever go back. I'm trying to think of other ones. Like, Yaya DaCosta. Do you guys know her?
Yeah.
She has beautiful natural hair. Could you imagine if she put a relaxer in her hair? People
Would
be...
They would start a riot.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I think it's because we have so few, so we're, like, clinging on to
ones
that we have. Yeah. Like, Teyana Paris. You know her? She was in Chirac, like, the star.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I always see her on Pinterest come up, too. Like, her natural hair is great. Or I don't know if it's weave, but it's beautiful.
Her hair is great.
Yes.
Okay, so on the show, I do like the top three products and like your top worst products, but I want to ask you guys, what are your top three hair treatments that you do to like treat yourself? Like when you want to do something nice for your hair, what are your top three things you do?
I think, like I said before, I make a lot of mine. So for my deep conditioning treatment, I try to do like a wash day. Like if I have a full Sunday and I don't have anything to do, I'll just have hours to just like treat my hair and be nice to it, especially if it's been a while. So you have like your apple cider vinegar rinse, do that whole thing, wash it, condition.
How often do you do this? Every Sunday?
I wish.
Every other Sunday?
I try to do every other. It usually stretches to like 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah. It's a big commitment. Yeah.
Exactly. But for the treatment that I make, I do Greek yogurt and egg. EVOO, so olive oil, coconut oil, and honey.
Okay.
And I actually love that one. I kind of got that from Natural 85.
Okay. That's kind of like a protein treatment.
It's very protein, so you have to like moisturize it pretty well afterwards.
Oh, so you have to do that and then do a moisturizer?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like you got to treat it. That's, I don't know.
Okay. So that's like your.
Yeah. But right now I just got this new, because my aunt has a salon, so she convinced me to buy this treatment that was pretty expensive from Kerastase. It's like one of the like really high-end brands.
Mm.
And I tried it out and it wasn't so bad for even my natural hair because I don't think it's really made for us. But
is it a protein treatment
for everybody? No, it's like a moisture treatment.
Okay.
So I'm trying that now, giving myself a break from like the protein stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as, well, I mean, I think we've reiterated a lot. I like to protect my hair. I wear twists a lot, weaves, but I really like to moisturize my hair too. So my go-to right now is I have a spray bottle with literally everything you can imagine. I have, like, I kid you not, my coconut oil, my shea butter, I have castor oil, I have olive oil, I have almond oil, like everything in it mixed with water. And every
other day,
I moisturize my braids. Just because I want to make sure, like, it's one thing for your hair to be growing in your protective style. I think that's the whole point of a protective style. But you want to make sure that you're treating the hair underneath.
Absolutely. You can't neglect it just because it's not out. Yeah.
And my godsisters are like, and my sisters stay on me. So I have a spray bottle. It's my go-to. Like, literally, if I travel out of town, I get, like, a travel-size bottle because I just want to make sure I'm moisturizing my hair. My baby hairs are flourishing. So I like to, you know, I spend a good amount of money on right now, it's a Shea Moisture. It's the black castor oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Edge control. I love it.
I like that.
I think it's everything. It's quite expensive, but it is what it is. And then another
product. How much
product,
is it, the Shea Moisture Edge control?
It's about, not big, it's like $17.
Okay.
Wow.
But, you know,
and has it made a difference to your edges?
Yes,
and
it has castor oil in it, so it's still moisturizing my edges. Mm-hmm. It's making them strong. You know, I will say that it makes it a little bit more curly than like an Eco Style does.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that it has castor oil in it and it's getting those nutrients from that. And then another one, is it Kinky Curly?
I love Kinky Curly. Yeah. Not today.
Not today.
That is the ultimate. If you buy one detangler or leave-in conditioner in your life, it's the Kinky Curly,
everything.
Not today.
And I will literally go to a store and like, I don't care if I got twists. I don't care. I will literally buy the products because I know at some point I'm either going to take out a twist, I'm going to have a little hair out, and I'm going to need to put some Kinky Curly out today on it. And at first, like, with the whole natural thing, like, I will say I don't have time to do it, but, like, I will spend money on the products.
Because
I just want my hair to flourish. It's one thing, like, having a protective style. I don't want to be bald-headed underneath. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, so I will spend quite a grip on products. But those are, like, my three go-tos.
I do also love, for a leave-in, Talia Wajid.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Great Tinkler. That one's really good.
Yeah.
That's the one I live by. And then Shea Moisture has like the coconut and hibiscus line.
Pink orange.
And they have like a co-wash cleanser thing.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
And I actually use that for my twist outs and I like it the best. Like, it's a good styling motion, weirdly. But I really like that. And then you were like conditioning it also.
Have you guys gotten into like the high-tech, like the steamers? Like some of these natural girls, I'm like, what's the other thing? There's like this curl formers and.
Oh, I actually just bought those.
Those are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I found a Groupon.
Okay, how much are they? They're like expensive.
Yeah, I think they're like $40 a pack or something. Yeah, but I like found some Groupon and it was pretty easy. But
That's
I haven't
good.
Tried it out yet. Not terrible.
Okay, you have to let me know how that goes.
But I have a friend who does it a lot, and it's really good to like stretch out your hair. I think.
Yeah, no,
I don't know
it looks
if I'll wear
super
it
cute.
That's
like
my
issue.
I want to know like something that's. I don't mind paying it, but something that's going to stretch it.
Yeah.
So once you do it, girl,
exactly.
Let me know, and then
I'll
I can borrow
know.
Yours, because I'm not buying it.
And no hair steamers, none of that.
I haven't done this thing. I do have friends who do it, and
it just seems like do I want to buy, like, a hair steamer? Like,
and then
really.
Just the water is just dripping, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's
that's
too much. Like, that seems
too
much. It sounds intense.
It's a good idea. Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
In theory.
And in the salon, I think I've done it once or twice in a salon, but I haven't done it to myself.
Yeah. I mean, it is also one thing for you doing in a salon. Like, I can't see myself being at home like, ooh, let me steam my hair.
Exactly.
No.
Too much.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the three worst things in the history of having your hair that you've done to your hair? Like the three like biggest regrets, like worst, most collateral damage, all of that stuff. I can go first because I have one that's really bad. When I moved to London, I had all of my same like appliances that I had. This is when I was like, first went natural. All of the same appliances that I had from the US, I just brought over. Mm-hmm. And the like electrical sockets are different. Mm-hmm. So, and I know you're going to Spain soon. Please
tell me all the things.
Heed my advice. So I plug in my blow dryer and I was just, I think I had done a twist out. This is like maybe 7-8 months into me being natural. I plug in my blow dryer and I go to like dry the back of my hair. And it is literally like scorching hot heat. I immediately scream. I touch the back of my head and it's like singed. Like this one. And it's still, I mean, if you guys look in the back, there's still, it's still like this one.
Oh, it blends so nicely. I think it's well, like a little, but it looks like it's just like.
Yeah, so I got a tapered cut, which I've had since this incident, so that it's short in the back and like long on top. But
no, you are rocking it.
Yeah, it works.
That is something that I will never, like, I was just like, wow, I can't believe.
Yeah.
I made this mistake, but don't ever plug in anything that heats your hair into a foreign country without, testing the heat or getting an adapter or doing. I think I used it. I don't know what happened. Mm. It was a disaster.
Adapters are key over there.
Have you seen? There's like all the YouTube videos of the girls who like straighten their hair, curly
and then
hair,
it like
comes out in the straightener.
Yeah, that's horrifying. Yeah, heat damage is also really sad because there's really no going back.
You either have to cut it to get it off and out, or you're just gonna rock it in.
Yeah,
but it's awful.
I think that's why I'm so afraid to straighten my hair again because it's been like a little over a year, and I'm like so terrified of what it'll do to my curl pattern. So I don't like mean to shame anybody, but I just like get so scared for like myself and everybody else because heat is so scary. I will one day, we'll see.
I think if you do it yourself, it's not as scary. Whereas if you go to someone, you're like in, your fate is in their hands,
right? And they have other people that they're worried about. Yes. So like,
and they want to get it straight.
Exactly.
So they're going to turn the heat up. They may not use the best heat protectants. They're going to rush. Like it's not going to be.
Yeah.
So I think if you do it yourself, it's okay.
That's true. My main stylist, when I was starting to complain about the heat damage, she was like, well, it's not my fault. It's because you straighten it during, like, in between visits. And I was like, I promise you, I don't ever straighten it in between. Like, it has to be you. But they get very protective. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually tried to straighten my hair myself, though. So that's another thing that we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Do you guys have any horror stories, really bad mistakes you've made on your hair?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've cut out braids before.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. Like, just, this is why I'm so particular now when I take anything out of my hair. It was awful. I was in a rush, and I just cut them out and literally took my braids out, and I'm like, what is, like, I have such length on some sides, and it was awful. I was literally pissed. Aww. And then I used to make the mistake, and this was obviously before I started buying more expensive weaves, and this taught me to buy expensive weaves because I used to want my hair to blend. I used to perm my leave out. And I mean, it was cute when I had the weave, don't get me wrong, but even now, like, there are certain just like it, and like I'm in the process of like cutting the bits off, but there are certain bits that are just straighter than other bits, and like I'm like, oh, my curl's so pretty there, but then you have, you know, those little straight ends that just be limp. I will never do it again. Even now when I get my weave, like I get Kalinga Ultra Coarse from Galaxy 1000 hair extensions. They're everything, and it's coarse like my hair. Like, I don't have to, I'm not perming my leave out.
Yeah.
And I barely, honestly, have to straighten it. Like, even flat irons mess it up. And so, it's just not cute.
My sister still does that. She does weaves, like, back to back. So she's like, I'm never going to wear my own hair. So why do I need to, why does it matter? So she perms, like, the leave out and the border. I did do a keratin treatment on my leave out once, and that was probably the worst mistake.
Really? What happened? Are keratin treatments like for black people?
Yeah.
Good
question.
I
don't understand.
Please educate
I think us. It's just like a milder version. Like, it's like you have your relaxer, your texturizer, and then the keratin treatment. So it actually helped my hair a little bit in like growing longer. Like, it protected it and the hair was a little bit stronger, but like there was no coming back from that damage. Mm. Like, it was one time and I just had to wait for it to keep growing. Like, the front of my hair was just always so much more stringy and straight than the rest of my hair. So I eventually finally grew it out. But one day I just got upset and like cut it into
bangs. I think one of the things that's like the most enviable about like good natural hair, it's not necessarily length for me. It's when you have a consistent curl pattern throughout your hair. Like when I see like, it's like, wow, like that to me is like more enviable than like any type of length.
Agreed.
Like, just to have a consistent curl pattern is like such a.
It's hard.
Yeah, and you can't really get it unless you really take care of your hair. It's healthy everywhere.
Absolutely. That's true. That's very true.
Have you guys dyed your hair?
I have not. I've been looking into it. a lot lately.
I've done a rinse.
Okay, that's like that same thing where you want to do something different with your hair. I'm like, my hair's been black my whole life. I need to change it up.
Yeah. I would say don't do it. I lightened my hair like early on, and I ended up cutting it all
out. Natural hair?
My natural hair. Okay. It's not. It's just not as healthy as the rest of your. It's just never going to be as healthy. And if you want to experiment with color, like try like clip-ins and like color those.
Absolutely.
Or
I do that with the weaves or the braids.
It's like one of those things that, again, like you just can't come back from.
Right. Natural 85 actually had to like cut off so much of her hair from me. It's just the bleaching part, but I guess with our hair, it's like there's not much going around.
She did it in beautiful grade of hair. It just works for her. It's beautiful. She was just like, I had to cut it off because she was like, it's just damaged. Yeah. And that makes me nervous. As I'm telling y'all, like Brooke said, either clip-ins or like the braids, like you said, Danielle, like a few like, you know, light brown braids or something. But a rinse is cool too. It's not going to last, but it's cute for the first few weeks. And it doesn't damage your hair. I'm nervous about that.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure on here. Mm-hmm.
I also used to swim when I had a perm. Mm-hmm. So that was like not a good combination at all.
Chlorine and all.
Yeah. And I was like competitive swimming. So I was like always in the
water. Swimming too. Yeah. But I always had braids.
Yeah. No, I had the perms and the swim cap that you have to wear that pulls out all your hair.
Those rubber swim caps were horrible. You know what's so interesting? I remember, because there are so many things I think also, like if you're growing up as a black girl that you just know that you have to do that non-black girls, like, don't have to do.
Exactly.
On the swim team, I can recall several times, like, getting out of the pool, swimming for hours in the chlorine, and I went to a school where we had to wear uniforms, so we had, like, our pleated skirts, and there would be girls that would go out, like, this is winter season, swim season, without putting any lotion on. And they were like, Brooke, you always put lotion on. I'm like, yeah, of course I always put lotion. But like, for some people, putting on lotion after swimming isn't even a thought.
Isn't that after showers? Yeah. You'd be surprised. There are people that just like don't, I mean, I moisturize my skin because like I got soft skin, but like people like, it's just,
there's some people that don't put lotion on. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? But imagine.
They think it's optional, but like that's what goes into wrinkles and like, yeah, skin issues. So, like,
and then also it's
everyone
like,
should lotion.
Even if you have like white, light skin, you have ash. You just can't see it. It's just not juxtaposed against like a darker pigment, but it's still there. So you need to like,
you hear that, moisturize your skin.
Yes.
Exactly. Everyone, it's not cute.
Exactly. It's not optional. So I think that, you know, it's really important to have black beauty role models. Mm-hmm. And before I started working, I was kind of working as a model, and I remember going to castings and, you know, there were very specific things that they wanted black models for, but not necessarily everything. Mm-hmm. And I think growing up, my parents did a really good job looking back at giving me black kind of like beauty role models around me. I had all black Barbies growing up.
That's
and I
amazing.
Even remember having, you know, white girls come over to play with Barbies and they'd be like, oh, all of your Barbies are black. And I would just be like, oh, aren't all of your Barbies white?
That's right.
But
that's a little
Brooke. It wasn't even like a read. It was just like I'm black, so they're black. Like they're a reflection of me.
Amen.
And I think that that's such an important thing for young girls to see. And one of the reasons why I think social media is so great is because I think that like more and more, there are all of these like models of beautiful black women that are kind of wearing their hair in all these different ways, doing makeup in interesting ways. I think that, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like now, 2016, there are more models of beauty in the black community than I've ever seen.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. We're flourishing.
Yeah. And I think it's really great for the like little black girls growing up right now. Yeah. So sweet. And with that movie Home with Rihanna, where she, like the ad had the girl with the like big curly hair and there's like, a picture of a girl with big curly hair standing in front of
so
it. Like
cute.
It really is important. And even Doc McStuffins.
Yes.
And Princess Tiana. I mean, like, we never grew up with, like, a black Disney princess.
Exactly.
I think it's really important.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm definitely going to do that for my daughters, though. Mm-hmm. Or daughter. Whatever. We'll see. But try to get all black dolls and, like, really help them understand, like, their beauty and their worth. Because I think I love my mother. She did a great job. But all my dolls are white. I had perms. All that stuff.
Yeah, no, I had perms too.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to see. Like, I just want my daughter, if I have a daughter, I just want her to like feel like she's being reflected somewhere.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of the times, especially before now, you didn't see that even in the natural community. Like, people were natural, but I hadn't heard of, like, I'd seen girls with afros, but, like, I had perm growing up. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's pretty to, like, it's a beautiful thing to be like, oh my gosh, like, I can, like, scroll on Instagram or social media and see this mm-hmm. girl with this big, beautiful hair embracing it. Or, like, exactly. You see these little girls walking around with these black dolls with these, like, afros. I think it's just a beautiful thing beautiful. To see that we're well represented in everywhere. Like, we're everywhere.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my mom is, like, I guess half Indian or something. So mm-hmm. she has like very different hair than I do. So I'm like growing up looking at her hair and it's mm-hmm. like, why can't I have that? And now I'm like loving what my hair does yeah. and it's very different, but it's like, that's the only example of like a mm-hmm. black woman.
Yeah. And that's a good point.
Having I think good it, hair, quote unquote.
That yeah. is a thing. We're always, I mean, for me, it was like a, why can't I have that or her right. hair? And even sometimes now, like even in the natural world, like I see girls with their twist outs and I'm like, oh my gosh, like why can't my twist out be like that? Like, why can't I have that, you know, texture hair? But I think it's just, it's beautiful when you can just embrace it
yeah.
and rock with it.
That's why I love what you said, Brooke, about how you just like, whatever my hair yeah. wants to do that day, yeah. I'm going to go with yeah. it. I'm going to rock with it.
That's everything.
That's the beauty of it. You just got to take it as it is. And mm-hmm. then yeah, yep. it's beautiful.
So this is a question that I ask everyone. So I'm going to ask you guys, when do you feel the most beautiful?
Oh, wow.
I know. It's a great question, but it's a hard question.
I feel the most beautiful when I, like, recently I've been trying to go to work without makeup on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, I'll do, like, a light concealer and I'll try to pencil in my brows, but, like, I just feel so, like, I walked past myself the other day when I was at work and I didn't have any makeup on, and I did it intentionally, and I just felt great. Mm-hmm. It's like this whole naked, like, not even to sound cliche, like this naked beauty, this naked truth about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, even now when I take out my braids or if I take out my weave and I'm in the shower and I'm playing with my curls and I'm deconditioning, to me there's something so beautiful about it. Like, yeah. I'm so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And to just be in that state, especially when you're with your man or your girlfriends and they're like, you know, I love your hair. Like, mm-hmm. look at your natural hair pattern, or like, oh my gosh, like, you look beautiful today. And I'm like, I don't even have my makeup. Like, it's just, like, mm-hmm. it's rewarding.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I'm, like, truly naked, I feel most beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Like, when my face is beat, I'm like, ooh, girl, yes. I do feel great about myself yeah. when I can just be free. Like, yes. it's a free feeling. Like, you know yeah. what I mean? That makeup remover wipe, it's everything. I know.
Oh. It's like revealing it's, your true
yes,
self. It's
like,
beautiful.
Just let me live.
Yes. I do love that moment, though. Like, I feel like my favorite moment is in the shower yes. when I'm, like, wetting my hair and I just, like, doing whatever it does. And it just, mm-hmm. like, is, like, you feel it and mm-hmm. it's great.
Yeah.
But I think I agree with that. Also, if I'm, like, just everything's cooperating. Like, my skin's cooperating. Mm-hmm. My hair, my curls are cooperating.
Those weeks happen.
Good. Exactly.
Like, thank God for this week.
You're like, thank goodness.
Especially your skin, too, girl.
Exactly.
And you guys both have beautiful skin.
Oh,
so
thank you.
You guys don't even need makeup. I'm saying,
as
seriously.
As you sit across from Brooke.
No, I know, exactly.
Amazing. Yeah.
But you guys really don't need makeup. That's great.
But, yes, I think that's a big one. On, like, a beyond the surface level. Mm-hmm. Just, like, if I see that I'm like helping a lot of people and they're like very thankful for like me and my contributions, I guess, yeah. like that makes me really feel yeah. good about like yeah. yeah and like happy and beautiful, and it's just like, oh, it's a good day.
Yeah. that's really great, and I think it's such an important message because all of these cosmetics companies want to sell you the latest product to feel beautiful, and mm-hmm. I think that as I talk to more and more women, our beauty is really not defined by any product. It's
yeah,
really
that's right.
It's really beyond that. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. I love talking to you guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.